702.
What's gone viral?
Fresh trying to get me into trouble there, Kabazela. Very good morning to you. How are you doing,
good
mate?
Good morning, Bailey. Yeah, good, good. I actually had a chuckle there when I heard Fresh giving a clip there about naughty words. He knows all too well, hey?
Yeah. I mean, if you have to explain the meaning of a word, where can your mind but go to where, you know, to what the word actually means? So, no, I'm not going to do that.
I saw that word meaning yesterday, and when I heard the voice note, I was like, yo, how are you going to handle this one? But you dodged it very well.
All right, talk to me. Trying to rescue a mouse in the house. Why would you do that to begin? Well, okay, firstly, rescuing it from what?
Well, so, you know, you get two kinds of people in the world. Those who rescue and try and save little creatures or animals that come into the house, and those who are like, I'm having none of this. I'm taking care of this and, you know, sending it to its maker. So this woman had come across it's either a rat or a mouse that ended up in her house. And there she is in her lounge area. And this mouse or rat is caught kind of between a burglar bar and a window in the house. And she's kind of panicky, and she's trying to get it out and, you know, trying to open the window so that it eventually runs outside the house and, you know, goes to live and fight another day. And as she's sort of, you know, trying to prompt it to move, it runs down, runs back up the window, and she kind of freaks out a little bit. And then eventually this rat or mouse kind of, you know, darts for it and goes for a gap to escape, and she's quite happy. And then the next minute, the husky dog comes into the house, and as the rat is trying to do a getaway, the husky grabs it and has a nice little breakfast or lunch and runs off with its prize. And this woman is like, oh my God, she freaks out a little bit. But take a listen to the audio of her talking about trying to rescue this rat.
Scare it out that way because that's the door.
It's okay, listen.
I'm so scared.
Listen, let's make a deal, baby. I'm gonna safely get you out.
Oh God, your heart is hot racing.
I'm assuming, you know, I'm gender assuming too. I just need to get with it. I'm gonna open this and you just scurry right out there back to your happy, whimsical life. Please. Don't bite me. Don't do anything crazy. Don't give me any diseases or my family. Oh, okay. It's okay. Oh,
May?
Yeah?
Can you see your brother?
Yeah, he's right.
Okay, just stay there. Okay, if I scream, everything is fine.
Oh, he's just coming down with it. Oh, maybe that's better.
Oh, no. I don't. This is like a medieval game. Oh! He's, oh, there, okay. No, you don't. You're right there. You were right the first time. Nope. That way. No! What?
Listen, animals are animals, and I think people must... I've seen little babushka, my Yorkie, right? Teacup Yorkie at that, right? Tiny, tiny little thing. I have seen him rip a bird, a pigeon, to shreds. He's an animal.
Well, that's your best mate.
Ultimately.
Jesus, he's you know you and birds.
Well, I didn't complain much, I can tell you. But the point is, these are animals. Stop trying to humanize animals. That's what the husky is going to do.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I suppose there she was trying her best, and, you know, she felt a moment of relief after it tried to get away, and then, boom, thanks for coming, little ratty, I'll have you for breakfast. But, yeah, I mean, maybe you've got a story like that, and perhaps you are the person in the house who always gets called to come and sort out, you know, if there's a little mouse or a spider or a bird. And you've got to take care of it. And sometimes, you know, it's you can get rid of it very easily, and other times it doesn't go quite as planned. Let's hear your stories this morning.
All right, talk to me about waking up after local anesthetic.
Yeah, we had actually on Rile Bogile's show a couple of weeks ago, there was a masterclass on anesthesia. Really, really fascinating. So go listen to that on the podcast section. And the expert was describing, you know, telling us the pros and cons and how some people react. And this guy had woken up after a local anesthetic. I think he had a couple of teeth removed. And once he woke up from his anesthesia, he was completely zonked. And he didn't even realize he had a mom and a dad or sisters. But maybe you are one of these people who react to anesthesia this way. But take a listen to this guy, how, yeah, he wasn't quite with it after he woke up.
Is that a nice chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it better than the one you have at home?
I have a chair.
Yeah, you have a chair.
I have a chair for myself?
Yeah.
No way.
Remember mom and dad bought it for you?
I have a mom? Oh my God.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Who am I? I'm your dad. Yeah, I know you have two sisters too.
Oh my God! Where are they?
Well, they're at work.
Oh, they got to work. I can't believe I have sisters.
And you have a dog.
Clive and Sikra are saying, please, can we have that anesthetic?
I know, right? I must say, I love the feeling of going under when you're on that operating table. It's like euphoria.
Okay. Confessions on a Tuesday morning on the radio, right? it sounds like he's having
but
a
it
bit
is.
Of... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it is. It's the nicest feeling because you just feel like you're just floating away into the atmosphere, and then you're gone, and then you wake up, and you could either have that reaction or you could be really, really groggy and grumpy.
Oh, all right. We'll have to leave it there for what's gone viral. Can you tell us your stories, maybe of waking up after local anesthetic? What was your reaction? Anything odd or funny happened? And a pet or animal rescue in your house that didn't go quite as planned?